Birshus, Rabbi Streicher, Shlita, and the cricket. My uncle, Elchanan Jacobson's father. I got a call a few months ago. Somebody asking about Shidduchim. You know what Shidduchim are? Anybody in the parsha? Yeah. So I got a call about a boy that I taught a few years ago, and this prospective mother-in-law asked me the following question: which animal would you compare him to? So I asked her, I said, excuse me, which animal would you compare yourself to? Maybe a pit bull. You know, future Schwigger, ready to bite. So she said, no, I really want to know, psychologically, I want to analyze your answer. Which animal would you compare it to? So I said, you know, after thinking about this a little introspection, I think I would compare him to the Scandinavian cockatoo. So she said, what's a Scandinavian cockatoo? I said, you don't know what a I don't think the shidduch is for you, because he's an intellectual. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, the shidduch didn't work out. And I never got a phone call from her again. But, you'd be surprised that this is not such a far-off thing. People do make such interesting comparisons. Have you ever received such an interesting... You make it much easier, you just say a bear or a dog. Cricket, maybe. So, it's an interesting thing. We are very taught very well that a person should not be compared to an animal. Right? A person who's oichel b'shuk, somebody who's eat when he walks in the street, is daima lekelev, is compared to a dog. That's not a good thing, even though a dog is a man's best friend, of course, but being compared to a dog is not a good thing. There was a story with Rabbi Victor Miller, and somebody asked Rabbi Victor Miller, I'm not eating a suda, I'm just eating something small. So Rabbi Victor Miller said, so you're a puppy. So being compared to a dog is not something positive. Being compared to an animal is not something positive. So I want to ask you the following question. Why not? What's wrong with being compared to an animal? What's the difference between man and animal? Anybody?
Man's a medaber.
Man's a medaber. What about a parrot?
Seichel.
What is seichel?
Because it has free choice.
Free choice. The difference between man and animals have a certain amount of seichel, right? There's definitely intelligent apes. They can add in three different languages. They could, pick bananas with their left hands. There are definitely intelligent animals. But the difference between man and animal is, number one, nishmas chayim. They're both similar, that they're made out of afar. They come from the earth, the Pasuk says. Kadosh Baruch Hu took afar and made a guf. One guf was for Adam, and one guf was for Behema. They're both very similar in that aspect. But man has something called Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim. Kadosh Baruch Hu blew or breathed into him a neshama. What's that neshama? Some call it intellect. Some call it free choice. But the Svarim explain that there's something extra. An animal leads or is led by impulse. Impulse means whatever pushes it. Food. It's supposed to eat, so it goes to eat. It's supposed to sleep, so it goes to sleep. If it's told to do this, it does this. Whatever pulls it, whatever attracts it, that's what it does. You never find an animal. You find them in the cartoons. I don't know if anybody has ever heard of the Far Side cartoons. Gary Larson, tzaddik, I don't know what to call him, but in all many of his cartoons, he expresses this like there's a cow looking up like stunned while he's eating. He's like, you guys realize we're just eating grass? You don't have animals doing that. No animal has ever gone against its natural tendency. No animal can control its impulse. It is led by whatever it is that it does, that's what it does. Humans have the nishmas chayim. They have a nefesh, a neshama, that gives it the ability to go against its grain. That's called a neshama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech, and he gave his, excuse the word, but he gave his children the ability to be malachim, to be kings. You can rule over yourselves. You can rule over what controls you. There are some animals and some people slightly to the right that can't control their impulses. They live with instinct. They have absolutely no control. Whether, for example, Rahman al-Islam, it's people that are addicted to things, they have absolutely no control. They are controlled by something and they have no control over it. They are slaves to a master. I just saw this definition. I forgot what it's called. Somethingpedia, not Wikipedia, a different one. No, it's one of these pedia things. What? No, close. So one of the definitions was the word affluenza. Affluenza is when a person is sick with affluence, meaning he's too loves money too much. And at the end of the definition, it said the following. Instead, he is a slave instead of being a master to money. Meaning, he's got to have it. He can't control. If there's a chance to make another buck, he's got to go. These people are led by impulse. People that don't think before they do are led by instinct, impulse. Tells them. I have a brother-in-law who was actually Rabbi Center's, one of his original Talmidim, not in the Yeshiva when he's still in the mirror. He once went to a cell phone store. This is a few years back when they first came out with the iPhone. And there was my brother-in-law was there for whatever he was doing there. And this person walks in, an African-American, walks into the store. He had to fix his phone. So he says to the person in the bag, yo, excuse me, I want to fix my phone. I got something wrong with it. So the guy says, okay, we'll send it to the back. So he goes, while you're here anyways, can I interest you in looking at the new iPhone? He's like, man, I ain't buying nothing. I'm an innocent bystander. I'll look at it, but I ain't buying it. No purchase is necessary. The guy's like, I'm just asking you if you want to look at it. He's like, I'll look at it, but nothing. I'm not buying. And he's like, wow, showing him all the features and the camera and the internet. And the guy is blown away. He's like, how much this thing cost? It's like, it's $180. So he's like, I got $200 in my pocket, but I got to pay for the kids' school buses to school. So he puts the iPhone back on the counter. He's like, you know what? Give me that baby, let the kids walk to school. That is called impulse. You have no control. You can't stop and say, wait a minute. I got to think this decision out. My kids are going to walk to school. The public school that they're in is probably 14, 15 miles away. I got rent. I got alimony to 6 people. How am I going to cover that? No. Because you stop yourself from thinking. You stop yourself from controlling, and you're led by something else. That is called the lowest level. That is comparable to an animal. I don't mean that. I meant, but a person who lowers himself, that he doesn't, is not a melech. He's not a king over his impulse. He's not a master over instinct, but he's led by it, but he's a slave to it. He's losing his quality of Adam. The Zohar says that Melech, the word Melech, Mem Lamed Chaf, is Rosh Tevis. Anybody know the Rosh Tevis? Mem stands for Mayach, mind. Lev stands, Lamed stands for Lev, heart. Chaf stands for Kaved, which is the liver. A person, in order to be a Melech, in order to be a king, to rule over himself, to be a master of himself, he has to use his intellect to control his emotions, to control his guf, which is symbolized in the Kaved. That's a Melech. That's somebody whose top, the highest part, is close to Shemayim. All other beings, creatures, their heads are more down than up. A person, his Mayach is close to Shemayim. The Lev is then controlled, and then the Kaved. That's why the Svarim say people sleep with a pillow. Why do you sleep with a pillow? Anybody here sleeps with two pillows? Why? Why do we sleep? Who came up with it? It was more comfortable? Maybe. Because you always want to keep your head elevated. The Reish, the Machshava, the Seichel, where the Melech is supposed to be, the Mayach, is always on top of the rest of the guf. Even when you're sleeping, when you're more guf than Seichel, when a person is sleeping, the neshama goes back up. When a person is sleeping, in a certain sense, he has no control over what he does. Even then, we keep the Rosh on top. But if you turn it around, if a person is led by his guf, that's Kaved, the Chaf, that controls his emotions, which is the Lev, that controls his mind, which is the Mem, that spells what? Kolim. What's Kolim? Destroy. Who said Kolim? Anybody know?
Bilam.
Bilam, the Gemara says that Bilam knew the 1 second during the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset, that has Kas, and he said that's when he's going to give them a klola. So what could you say in 1 second, Taisu says? You guys are... Oh, no, sorry, missed it. See you tomorrow. Comes tomorrow. Oh, no. What do you do? Speaking fast forward. He write it. He's practicing his lines. He's got a bunch of clothes to say, but he only has 1 second. Says Taisvis, he would have said, call him. Destroy them. But not just the word destroy them. That's how you destroy Yid. You destroy Yid by turning his guf into the master, controlling his emotions, and controlling his mind. When a person is no longer the leader, when a person is no longer the melech over himself, but he is led by other factors. For example, impulse, instinct, emotions, body, desire, he's no longer a melech. He's no longer an Adam. So if you saw the beautiful sign outside, it said that the topic of the speech was Beauty and the Beast. The reason that was such an attractive title is because I came up with it. But there's another reason. Because every person is a beauty and the beast. Every person has a neshama and a guf. And putting them in a room together is like putting sworn enemies in a room together. There's no chance that somebody's going to come out not being bruised. I just remember this. I have a Talmud. It's very sad, but he suffered greatly from a certain rabbi of his. Tremendously. The rabbi should not be a rabbi. So this boy told me, if that rabbi and Hitler, Yimach Shemai, would be in a room together, and I had a gun with two bullets, I would shoot the rabbi twice. But, I just thought of that. Don't be a rabbi like that. But the point is, if you have these two people, the neshama and the guf together, somebody's going to come out wounded. And the choice, who's going to come out wounded, is up to you. Who's going to be the leader here, the beast or the beauty? That's every fight. That's our life. But the Svarim tell us that it's not really a fight. It's like a trainer. When you have a trainer who's teaching you karate or boxing, he says, come on, punch. Come on, punch. Not because he wants to fight with you. Not because he wants to knock you out. Because he wants to make you stronger. Because he wants to make you better. So when your guf says, Come on, do this. Listen to me, do this. Your goof is only doing that because he wants you to say no. Because he wants you to fight back. Because he wants you to control him. He's throwing a punch because he wants you to punch back. That's what the goof is there for. The goof is there to bring out the best, to bring out the beauty of the neshama. Every person in his life, there's infinite nisyonos that we go through. Infinite. Every person has a different. The controlling factor of one person could mean nothing to another person. For one person, it's food. For one person, it's internet. For one person, it's money. Who knows? But what controls you is your nisayon. Who are you going to be? Are you going to be a melech? Are you going to be an adam? Or are you going to go down to the level of behemoth? That's your nisayon. That's what you're here for. Every person will find different nisyonos that come up. For example, I had a chavrusa when I was in 11th grade. I know that I look anorexic a little bit, but sometimes I have symptoms of anorexia because sometimes I look in the mirror, I think I'm heavy. But it's hard for me at times when food is being served to say no. And I had a chavrusa who told me, just because it's time for lunch doesn't mean you have to go down. I said, like, yeah, it does, because it's time for lunch. He said, no, just because it's time for lunch, it doesn't mean that you have to go down. I said, I think you're making a mistake. It's time for lunch, so you have to go down. And he said, no, sit down in the basement and learn for 5 minutes. Now, it was hard. It was not easy. And I'm not a great, masmid that I could say, wow, this is... But the point was, at what point can you no longer say no? Did that food call me and say now, and I say yes sir? Or was I able to tell the food, this is my domain, I'm in charge. Who runs you? Who's in charge of you? That's Adam. I want to read you the words of the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva in Perek Gimel. Shari Tshuva in Perek Gimel says that it's not in Perek Gimel. The Shari Tshuva in Perek Beis, Ois Yud Zayin, says, he brings a pasuk in Mishlei. Here. In Ois Yotes, excuse me. Mi yoidea ruach b'nei ha'adam. Who knows the ruach, the spirit, the koyach, the nefesh of b'nei adam? Ha'oilahi lemala, which goes up, which ascends. V'ruach ha'behema, or the ruach of an animal, hayayredes hi lemata la'aretz, which goes down to the earth. There's a difference between ruach ha'adam and ruach ha'behema. And he goes on to explain that Ruach HaAdam is talking about tzaddikim, that their Ruach helps them ascend, that they are not bogged down or weighed down with their guf. They are not led by their guf. They are not controlled by their guf. That's called Ruach HaAdam. That's Eilahi Lamala. Or a person who gives in and gives up to the guf, that's called Ruach HaBehema HaYeredes Hi Lamata. That just goes down, meaning it's bogged down by the koyach, like gravity. It goes back. Physicality is limited. It is confined to physical nature. Spirituality, the word spirit, meaning ruach, meaning neshama, it goes upwards, goes to shamayim. A person's neshama is always going back up. A person's guf is always going down. We have the ability, like you said, free choice. It's not just bechira. It's not just free choice. It's the ability to control. The ability to stop and say, no, you will not control me. I don't know if anybody has ever heard of, maybe I shouldn't mention it, I hope Rabbi Streicher won't get me in trouble, but there's something called there's something called addictions, and there's something called the 12-step program. Should I go now? Yeah. Oh, so the 12-step program is for addicts, and I only know this because I go to a meeting every week. So my sponsor's waiting outside. So there's 12 steps in the program how to better yourself. But one of the first few steps is, number one, realizing that a power that is greater than you is controlling you, and that is the thing that you're addicted to. It's controlling you, meaning you can no longer think, you can no longer decide or say no. It's got you. You cannot get out of it. That's the first step. And you know what the second step is? Realizing that a power greater than that power, called God, will help you and is the only one that could help you get away from it. Meaning, a person can find himself in a matziv that his ruach is like a behemah, where he's controlled, he's a slave to impulse, to instinct, to desire, to indulging in certain things. That's called ruach ha-behema. A adam, a melech, is the one who's more connected to a power that's greater than that power. As the Gemara in Kedushin says, El mali Hashem oizrei ein yachalei. If Hashem doesn't help you, you don't have a chance. The more connected that a person is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more his ruach is going up, the more he'll be able to control the adam, the more he'll be able to control the behema inside. Now? Finished? What time am I supposed to go to?
At least another 5 minutes.
Oh. What? 11:30?
Usually it's better half an hour.
This is really what's called Bechira, but this is also what's called Chaim. I'll explain. Anybody know what a zombie is? A guy getting up for Shacharis? You want to eat the heart out of the chazan if he's taking too long? You know what I mean? A zombie. What's the difference between a zombie and a person? What's the difference? They're bad?
Dead.
What do you mean they're dead? They're walking. They're alive.
Conscious.
They're eating.
Conscious thought.
Conscious thought. But they have conscious thought. They.
It's not a conscious thought.
Why? What is it?
It's an animalistic drive.
Animalistic drive. Someone who is led or is living off of animalistic drive is not alive. That's not alive. Someone who's conscious, thank you, whose seichel, whose neshama works, that's called alive. A zombie is not chai. A person is chai. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're not just a goof, you're not just a zombie, you're not just led by, what was the word you used? Animalistic drive, but you're alive. Adam is more chai than any other creature, than any other being. A person is more alive than any other living thing. It's hard to understand that because, yeah, they're both alive. Flowers live too. Animals are alive. No. A person is more alive because he has the ability to use his mind and to control. Other beings that don't are less alive. The Rambam says something interesting. He says, according to the Rambam Shita, there should be 18 words in the bracha of Atachainin, the bracha of Das. 18 words. I think we have 17. Svardim have 17, we have 16. Why 18? Oh, just worked out that way. You know, they were writing. One Tana said, you know, let's add in another one and we'll make it 18, like you do on the checks for tzedakah. You don't want to give 17, so you do 18. No, 18 is chai. The bracha of das, the bracha of seichel, is the bracha of chayim. Because you're alive if you're conscious. You're alive if you're choosing. If you're not choosing, if you're being led, convinced, enslaved, meshubet to something, you're not alive. That's not real living. A person who has freedom of choice is alive. When it says ubacharta b'chayim, the simple meaning is you should choose life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rooting for you and says, go for this one. No, don't look there. This one. This is what you should choose. Not death. That's the simple meaning. The deeper meaning is you should choose with your life, meaning you're only alive when you're choosing. The fact that a person has the ability to choose from right or wrong makes him alive. When a person is no longer able to make that choice, when a person is controlled by things that make his choices for him, when everything he sees is what he's told or what his impulse convinces him is the truth, he's not living. That's not chayim. Real chay, real life, is making choices. Choices doesn't mean which pair of pants to wear. Animals could choose that too. Maybe even zombies. Choices means going against everything else. Choices means when you have a choice, let's say peer pressure. Everybody says this, and you say, I don't think it's the right thing to do. When it's just the thing, the way people are, and I say, no, I don't think so. I'm making a conscious decision to say against that. That's called chai. That's the living one. It's a hard thing. It's hard to fight peer pressure. It's hard to fight the flow of the world. If you see a fish, like salmon, salmon go against the flow. They go up waterfalls. You know it's alive. When you see the water flowing and there's a fish just going like this with the water, chances are it's dead. Chances are it's just floating. If a person's floating through life without choosing, without making conscious decisions, then he's not alive. So in all our endeavors throughout your lives, may we be zeicha to be alive, to choose, to think. Never just be guided. Never do things just because, I don't know, it's what everyone does. You know, the Vishnitzers and Belzers, they wear their hat backwards. Why? You wouldn't know the difference. It looks the same either way. But there's a ribbon, and the Italian hat maker made it the ribbon on the left side. So the Vishnitzer Rebbe said, so just because he said that's how we should do it, that's how we should do it? No, so we turn it around, we wear it the other way. Because that's what he said. We have to do it, but you know what? It's funny. But how many of us are meshubid to the guy in Italy, the designer? That's what he said is the way we should. Now we have to wear tight pants, right? Everyone has to see your credit card number. It's so tight. If you have a credit card in the back, no, you could just read it. Identity theft. That's how it happens. Because I don't know, that's what they said in Italy. You don't have to. There's a famous hashgacha called EET. Everyone eats that. Oh, if everyone eats it, then it must be kosher. Is that how it is? There was once I don't know for sure who said it, but so I'm not going to say who said it. But there was a man who said, when you want to conduct the orchestra, you got to turn your back to the audience. I don't know who said it, so I don't know if it's as deep as it might be. But if you want to conduct your life, if you want to have harmony and the harmonious symphony of your life, you sometimes need to turn your back on the rest of the world. My Rosh Hashiva used to say, I think it's from the Kutzker, Ba'ichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar. Kal Yisrael stood at the mountain, Neged Ahar, opposite the mountain, facing the mountain, they stood by. So he said, you know what that means? Not that they were facing the mountain, that their back was to the rest of the world. Jews, we know this already. You got to be different than everybody else. When we're young, sometimes it's hard. But when you get older, it should become easier. Because you say, Shaloi Asani Goy, Baruch Hashem, I don't have to be like that. When you say, Shaloi Asani Goy, you know what the next one is? Shaloi Asani Oved. If you're not a Goy, you're not an Eved. Because freedom is the ability that you don't have to do what the rest of the world is doing. If you're not a guy, you're not an avid either. You know the famous story that a girl is on a date with a boy and they pass a senator on the street. So she said, you know, Rebbetzin Leibowitz said that when we say Shalayas Ani Guy, we should have a very hush of a guy in mind, because not just like a dumb guy, like a hush of a guy, so we should think Shalayas Ani Guy, I'm the hush of one. So he said, when I say Shalayas Ani Isha, I have Rebbetzin Leibowitz in mind. When we say Shalayas Ani Guy and Shalayas Ani Ovid, the reason they're connected is because some people, some religions, some nationalities don't have the ability to go against the rest of the world. So they're avadim, so they're slaves. We go against them all the time. Right now, anybody who reads news or hears the news, this is, my Rosh Hashiva used to say, it's the best time to be a Jew, because you don't have a choice about Jewish pride. Because everybody's turning against you. They want Israel out of the soccer league. Soon it's going to be the NBA. No Jews here, no Jews there. You guys don't have a right to sell your, you know, your food over here. They want to take the word Israel off of anything that's made here. They're out to get us. BDS, boycott, divest, sanctions. Nobody wants Jews. Now's the time to realize, good, I'm not like them, so now you can know who you are. Because whenever you're following everything that everybody else does, you're not yourself. You want to find out who you really are? You want to find out what life really is? You got to make conscious decisions. And those conscious decisions very often will be connected to what everyone else is telling you. Just think. Just stop and use this. Not this. Not anywhere else. Just this. Just think. Machshava, Seichel, Neshama, Nishmas Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a certain koyach to this being that he has not given to anything else in the world, which is a part of him, the Chelek Elokam Imal. And that Chelek Elokam Imal is constantly going upwards. The Gemara, the Pasuk says, Ner Elokim Nishmas Adam. A neshama is like a ner, because a ner is always going up. It's always trying to go up. So our neshama is also always trying to go up. Your neshama is always pointing upwards, and your guf is pointing downwards. It's up to us to decide who we're going to listen to. Guf, neshama. Beauty, beast. Eved or melech. It's all up to you. It's all up to us. I just want to end with this thought. Too late? Finished? Keep going? Mishmar? Mesil Zisharim. When I saw these words, I was... You ever heard the famous, there's a song made out of this, I don't know if it's Shweki or one of the other singers who says, Yiskaber Ka'ari Lamay Babayker, no, not that one. Yiskaber Rotz Katzvi V'Giber Ka'ari. What's the beginning of the Mishnah? Havi Az Kanemer, be bold like a leopard, V'Kal Kanesher, and like an eagle, Rotz Katzvi, run or swift like a deer, the Gibar Ka'ari, and strong like a lion. So my kid came home from Ghana a few days ago, and he had a lion mask. And he was walking around the house saying, roar! And he's 19. And he's walking around, and he's walking around saying, roar! And that's his Havana of Gibar Ka'ari. What you're supposed to do when you're Gibar Ka'ari, I don't know. So what does it mean? Roar like a lion when you want to do a mitzvah? When the vekker comes in the morning, that's what we do. What does it mean? So the Mesil Yesharim says, V'tireh, ki teva ha'adam kaved ma'id. The nature of a person is kaved ma'id. I'm not going to use the word very fat, because that means I'm very natural. But it means it's weighed down. Healthy. Beautiful. Good things come in small packages. There's a bunch of small packages. Kiteva ha'av adam kaved ma'id. I told somebody I was using a shampoo, and it says it enhances, what was it? What was the word? Breadth and velocity, and bounce. I said, actually, accidentally, I used it as a body wash, and look what happened. Teva ha'adam kaved ma'ay. The nature of a person is very weighed down. Ki afrias hachomrias gas. Because the earth, the body, the physicality is thick. Al kain, therefore, lo yachbet ha'adam b'tayach ha'malacha. A person does not want to do anything that requires work. You don't want to do anything that requires toil. This is the essence of life in this generation. What can I do with the least amount of work and make the most amount of money? But if you want to be zeicha tavoides Hashem, tzarech sheyisgaber neged tivoy atzmai. You need to fight your own nature. Be isgaber, be strong, be isdoris, and be swift. Because if you leave yourself biyad kvedusa in the hands of your kvedus, in the hands of your weighed down body, the essence, the nature of a person, and this is so powerful, the nature of a person, meaning person's nature, is not to move. You want to be a bunch of couch potatoes. Forget the Yetzirah for a second. They say there was two Hasidish guys that went off the derech. And they went to Rachmul al-Islam, to McDonald's. And the one guy goes over to the lady at the counter and he says, Anshulik, you could give me, please, a Gid Hanusha sandwich. She says, I'm sorry? Yeah, I want to make one Gid Hanusha order. She says, I'm sorry, I don't know what that is. I want treif, you know, like, busr b'chulav together. So she says, okay. So she gives it to him, and he goes to wash his hands. And his friend's like, Yehali, what are you doing? He's like, I'm washing. Like, we don't wash. She's like, it's Mazinus? We're off the derech. Oh, I forgot. We're off the derech. Imagine you're off the derech. You don't have any Yetzirah. No mitzvahs, no averus, nothing. You do whatever you want, Rachman Litzlan. Guess what? You're still going to have a hard time getting up in the morning. You're still going to have a hard time doing things that require toil and work and stress. Because your nature, the nature of a person is, we don't like that. We want to sit back, put your legs up, click the channels, and hope that the millions will come. That's what a nature, the natural state of a person is. And in order to do Avodas Hashem, there's only one Eitzah. Yisgaber, be strong like a lion, be swift like a deer, because that's the only way to get out of nature. If you don't want to be bogged down, weighed down by nature, by the animalistic tendencies that control us, that run us, then be a lion. Then be tough. Then control yourself. Be a melech. Be a adam. Because if you don't, then not the Yetzirah, forget him. He's on vacation for a minute. He doesn't need to get involved. Because it's natural for a person to not want to do anything. Only if you fight nature can you do Avodas Hashem. Sounds hard. But it's not. Somebody told me, I keep talking, wow, I have a... My wife doesn't like it either. But I'm going to end with this. You ever heard of an airplane? Good. An airplane, how long does it take to get from, let's say, Israel to Australia? 13 hours. From America, 24 hours. How many times does it stop for gas? Let's say once. Let's say he's got to go 3 times to Australia. How many times are you going to stop for gas? It's a big equation there, because if one time you stop once, chances are 3 times you're going to stop 3 times. 4. Now, how many times when a spaceship goes to the moon, how many times does it stop for gas? They have an Exxon station, you know, by the Mir space station up there. Yo, how much you want? Unleaded? How many times? It doesn't. How is that possible? The moon is very far away. You know how it's possible? Once you get out of the gravitational pull, you're free. You float. You don't need gas anymore. Same thing is with Teva. Once you get away from the Teva, once you get away from the kvedus haguf that's pulling you down, Once you get away from this teva ha'adam and you break out of it by saying, I'm in control, then you just float to Hashem. Then it's easy. You don't need gas anymore. You don't need to be an Ari anymore because now you're a Adam. That's what you're created for. The beginning, yeah, that's a little bit difficult. You got to get out of the forces pulling you down. But once you're out, you're floating. May we all be zoiche. Number one, to be a real Adam. Number two, to be a real Chai. Number three, to be a real Melech. And number four is to reach that level that Teva doesn't control us. We control Teva. That we float, that we fly, that we ascend Aliyas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dveikus in Hashem. And we should be Zeiche to control every part of our own nature. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, all of you, Klal Yisrael, are Lamalim in HaTeva. You're higher than Teva. And I'll treat you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lamalim in HaTeva. Amen.